Chapter 13. Senate Building, Coruscant. You seem determined to offer me offense at every stage of this discussion. Dalla's voice was as frosty as Hoth in midwinter. Perhaps the spotless whiteness of her uniform and many of the furnishings in her chief of state office contributed to that impression. You refuse to allow me to speak to Kenth Hamner and give me reasons for his absence that are patently insulting. You refuse to hand over information on the mad Jedi who assaulted Admiral Poitou. You say you want to normalize relations between the Jedi Order and the government, but do nothing to support your claim. Leia and Han exchanged a glance. It frustrated Dalla that she could not read its meaning. Long married couples possessed a language, one of glances and cryptic terms and throat clearings that no outsider could interpret. Han replied first.
We haven't seen any sign that the attackers were Jedi.
Wynn Dorvan, the fourth person participating in this private negotiation, gave Han a look that was all mockery.
No sign? Lightsabers? Forensic evidence that they knew how to use these weapons? Not just to kill, but also to deflect blaster bolts? That's not something you learn from watching holodramas.
Not everyone who knows how to use a lightsaber is a Jedi. Leia's voice was measured and polite, but implacable. There are ex-Jedi, of course. Dalla nodded. Such as Tahiri Vela, the murderess. There are also, as you know, more Sith in the galaxy. So good of you to have informed me of their existence before my intelligence forces discovered them. And I'm still waiting for a clarification on the difference between Jedi and Sith. A difference Jedi Vela and your son Darth Kydus could not seem to distinguish. Leia was silent for a moment, and Dalla wondered if she had finally pushed the doomsday button that would cause Leia to come over the desktop at her. But after the pause, Leia continued speaking with no change in her tone. You yourself employed a lightsaber user, Zalash Ku, a bounty hunter who was no Jedi. Where did you find her? Perhaps she can explain where Admiral Boitu's attackers came from. That rankled Dalla. Because Ku had, shortly after her last mission with the bounty hunters employed by Dalla, disappeared. Her ID documents proved to be masterful forgeries. Her true identity and current whereabouts were a mystery. Dalla did not allow this fact to intrude upon her point. If you're hoping to recruit her, I regret that I do not feel obliged to help you. Back to the subject. The subject that has plagued me for many months. There can be no normalization of relations between the Jedi and the government until the Jedi Order acknowledges itself as, and behaves as, a government resource. Han offered up a lopsided smile, a smuggler mocking authority.
Even if that's not what the public wants?
Dalla transfixed him with a hostile stare.
You think the public has any affection for the Jedi right now?
Leia waved away the Chief of State's objection.
Now may not be relevant. The Order waxes and wanes in public opinion, and is usually viewed in a heroic light, recent events notwithstanding. It doesn't matter.
Dalla offered a tiny dismissive shrug.
The public doesn't want to be taxed either, and without those taxes, the infrastructure of the Alliance evaporates. The armed forces cease to exist. Some entire worlds become uninhabitable. Kessel, for example. The public, collectively, is not smart enough to make a decision like that.
Now it was Leia's turn to sound icy.
So the public has no right to demand that it be listened to, represented, only ruled?
Palpatine certainly thought that way.
There's a difference between direction and distance, Princess. Palpatine went too far, vastly exceeded the distance he should have traveled, but his direction had merit.
Leia's expression froze, as if carved in stone, and Dalla knew they would find no common ground today.